anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up. Reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 12, verse 25. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Reading from the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 25. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for Him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Reading from the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6 through 8. Dear Father God, praise your holy name. Tonight I stand in your presence to worship you. Tonight I stand before you to give all my worries to you. Help me to be still. Help me to ease my mind as I pray. I trust that all my burdens, all of my problems will be solved by you. Dear Lord, it is written in your word that worrying will not benefit me, not one bit, that worrying will not extend my life. Not one minute. Therefore, dear Lord, empower me not to worry. Also, teach me to say encouraging words to others who may be downtrodden. Guide me to be a source of encouragement to others that may be burdened by worries. I thank you in advance, for I trust you that it is so. I ask you this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Reading from the Mark chapter 14, verse 33 through 36. Heavenly Father, holy is your name. Please forgive me of my sins, Lord. Tonight I stand before you with a burden in my heart. Lord, if it is your will, lighten up my load, ease my mind, and empower me not to worry. Yet, Father God, I desire your will to be carried out in my life above my own will. Lord, forgive me for my selfish desires, the selfish desires that may get in the way of me carrying out your will. Help me to stop focusing on myself so much. Empower me to think of your plans for my life as a priority. Lord, if any suffering is in your will for my life, equip me to bear the load, build me up, strengthen me for a long battle. Give me the courage needed to make it through. I trust you. Help me to pray with loved ones to encourage them for their battles. Help me to keep watch. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
So, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Reading from the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. O gracious Heavenly Father, please forgive me for my sins. Praise your holy name. I adore you, wonderful Father. Tonight, I stand in your presence, asking you to empower me, gracious Father. Empower me to let go. Help me to learn to let go of what I cannot control, to stop obsessing over it, to stop obsessing over what is not in my control. Forgive me for trying to control everything. Help me to cast my worries on your mighty arms. Guide me to give you control over my life. Forgive me for leaning on my own understanding and not trust in your infinite wisdom, for not trusting that I am your child and that you will provide the best for me. Forgive me for being stubborn and prideful. I give all my burdens to you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.